Good morning, I'm Eric Whitney with Montana Morning News. Flathead County officials say a young child died in a motorhome fire southwest of Kalispell yesterday. Authorities did not release any more information about the child, whose mother and father were also in the motorhome when it caught fire yesterday morning. Both parents were taken to the hospital for treatment of burns, but were not admitted. The fire was reported at about 10 a.m. near Foy's Lake. The motorhome was parked behind a shop that also caught fire. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Neighbors reported hearing an explosion. The Kalispell area woman who was attacked by a black bear inside her home last Sunday has died. The Flathead Beacon reports 85-year-old Barbara Paschke died yesterday in the Kalispell hospital where she'd been since the attack. Paschke died of injuries sustained in the attack. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks investigator Brian Summers says Paschke had been regularly feeding bears in the area. State wildlife officials have captured and killed two food-conditioned black bears west of Kalispell. They say someone else continues to feed the Bruins, making it difficult for them to catch the bear suspected of attacking and injuring Paschke. Summers asked people to remove all supplemental feed from their yards and noted that whoever's feeding the bears can be cited for obstructing the investigation. The Montana Public Service Commission has asked the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to hold hearings. The all-Republican state body wants the Federal Commission to determine if the ownership transfer of the former Kerr Dam to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes last month was properly vetted. The tribes paid more than $18 million to Northwestern Energy to acquire the dam, which was transferred September 5th and renamed Salish Kootenai Dam. The Missoulian newspaper reports that the PSC announced yesterday that it had submitted a renewed request to the Federal Commission for public hearings to determine if the public interest standard was met when it licensed the tribes to manage the dam. The commission says the transfer was hasty and politically motivated. Tribes spokesman Rob McDonald says they've received the filing and are in the process of reviewing it. Montana school districts are giving students a bit more time to meet the state's new vaccine requirements. The law that took effect yesterday requires all students to be vaccinated against chickenpox and for students in 7th through 12th grades to receive a whooping cough booster. Missoula's City County Health Department plans to have extra staff available to give shots on October 15th through 16th when the students don't have school. The Bozeman Health Board of Trustees has sued the search firm they used to find the hospital's former president and CEO, saying the search company failed to find felony theft convictions on his record. The board fired Kevin Pitzer earlier this year due to his felony conviction in 1983 for embezzling $100,000 from an Iowa residential and daycare facility for the disabled. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports officials say if they'd known about Pitzer's past, it would have swayed them from hiring him. Federal authorities are investigating an anonymous report that an armed landowner frustrated with firefighting efforts near an Idaho elk ranch confronted crews battling a wildfire. The report, recently posted on the National Interagency Fire Center's website, also says two firefighting hotshot crews refused an order to fight the fire because of safety concerns. Air quality has improved in Libby and Thompson Falls since yesterday, but still being called unhealthy over the last 24 hours. Hourly readings in Thompson Falls this morning have been in the good to moderate range for particulate pollution, but are climbing. In Libby, the Montana Department of Environmental Quality says hourly particulate readings have been in the unhealthy for sensitive groups category all morning and just pushed into the unhealthy for everyone category. The 24-hour cumulative reading for Frenchtown is listed at moderate this morning. Air quality conditions across the rest of Montana are rated good. DEQ's forecast says that a low pressure front moving into the area tomorrow will likely alleviate much of the smoke impacts. I'm Eric Whitney.